A cruise ship arrived in Venice for the very first time since the pandemic, but it wasn't seen as good news by all. The Guardian reports that many residents of the area were upset to see a cruise ship, given that Italy's prime minister had said cruise liners would be banned from the city center. But counter-protesters who believe ships and tourists carry a positive economic impact on local businesses were on hand to make their voices heard as well. While alternative docking arrangements have been considered, none, it seems, are currently viable. And as Celebrity Millennium continues its welcome back voyage, we're getting a first glimpse of what cruising looks like post-pandemic. One very popular change has been with regards to the way the muster drill is handled. Instead of waiting for everyone to gather at their muster stations, followed by the standard crew-led information session, Millennium guests are able to watch a 5-minute presentation on the stateroom TV. Once watched, they report to their assigned muster station, but only long enough to check in and have their key card stamped. Millennium is scheduled to dock in Barbados later this morning. And while here in the U.S. we're still working towards the resumption of sailings, other countries have been doing so successfully for months. One spot which has benefited from these sailings is the Canary Islands, which recently reported that over 100,000 cruise passengers have visited the islands over the past 7 months. TUI Cruises Mind Shift 2 kicked off things back in November, and over 80 ships have visited since. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.